Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard's here. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years. It will be later this summer. We'll celebrate his 15th anniversary with us. He's the author of a couple of dozen books that are sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's the author, one of my favorites, What's the Rush, was the first one. And then also Mind Like Water, and also Old Little Wave, Old Swell, and all the Whale Dunn books, the whole series of books he's co-authored with so many people. He's a very prolific author and a great thinker, and someone we turn to on a regular basis when we want to find balance, gain and maintain balance in our lives. And he's the man that can do that. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you. And those books have sold something under a billion, like you said.
Yeah, across the galaxy, exactly.
Hey, listen, you know, you and I were just talking about the weather, and people are sort of limping through into the spring in some places.
It can't get here soon enough either, right?
I know. And people, you know, I meet people, just strangers, and the first thing they talk about is, well, did you make it through, you know, and all. And any time of the year it's possible to get into a kind of, without even realizing it, kind of a business-as-usual slump, especially if we've gone through a time like this, and we get into a sort of a same old, kind of like just surviving, you know, mm-hmm. kind of settling
yep.
for...
Yep.
Getting up in the morning, going to work, coming home, going to bed, getting up in the morning,
well, the economy,
going to work.
Jim, the economy's been limping along so long now that a lot of people are feeling that way about their business, let alone
exactly.
their own lives.
They're just tired. You know, the spring is coming, but they're still just surviving. And
yep.
So I've got something that I do when I ask, when I meet somebody and I ask them how they're doing, and they kind of say, oh, okay, you know, or, you know, I'm vertical in a way.
I usually say fair to partly cloudy.
I give numbers. I mean, when people, you know, depending on how they answer, I say, well, that sounds like about a 4. And they smile and they say, yeah, that's about right. Or some even add, but it could be 5 or maybe even a 6. And
yeah.
I say, well, it's headed in the right direction anyway.
Yeah.
And sometimes people say, oh, I'm great today. And I say, oh, you're an 8. And they say, no, you're at least a 9. And it's kind of a way of tapping into people and showing them that you know where they're at, how they're feeling right then, and joking about it. So we can get very easily trapped into thinking that things are just going along and it's really okay just to settle for, you know, today being like yesterday. And that's really never good because, you know, something could come along when you're in that state of mind and that's really good, really an opportunity, and you could miss it.
So
and that's why I'd like to talk
so
this
what,
morning
how
about.
How would being in a 4 state of mind cause us to miss an 8 or a 9 opportunity? Just because
when you're not expecting much,
yeah,
and when you're sort of limping along, your consciousness is really drawn in. Your peripheral vision, speaking psychologically, is down, you know, and you're like a turtle with the legs drawn in,
right.
And something really good could hurtle by, or some food, you could be limping along and miss it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to talk this morning about resurrection, Jim.
One of the things I say, Jim, stick this in here, one of the things I've been saying on the show for a long time is when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Is that
that's
kind of
good.
That's kind of what you're
that's
talking
good.
About, isn't it?
Well, you might even not even hear it.
Yeah. Might not hear that exactly.
But did you get that I wanted to talk about resurrection?
Yeah, let's talk about, as we enter the Easter season, you want to talk about our personal resurrections here, don't you?
I know. It's not specifically about Jesus and about the holiday that's coming up. But this season, every year when this comes around, is a very, very appropriate time for us to look at ourselves and think about resurrecting ourselves from whatever tomb our spirit or our mind has been in. In other words, we could be thinking very specifically about some kind of thing that's been on our mind or we've been kind of hurting with, we've been kind of smarting from, and resurrecting ourselves from that. It could be sadness. We'd be resurrecting ourselves to joy. If we've been in sort of a mean-spirited place with people, we could resurrect ourselves to generosity with them. Even today,
isn't it amazing, Jim, how we get ourselves into a state, and unless you take action, it almost becomes self-perpetuating. It's amazing. You were talking about the mean state or whatever. You know, when somebody hurts us or somebody does something bad to us, it almost feels like scratching an itch just to be mad at them, doesn't it?
Sure.
You know, because we're justified, right? But the truth is, we're only hurting ourselves.
That's true. And, you know, just inside ourselves, it could be about other people, it could be about us. We could be afraid. We could be resurrecting this morning from fear to courage.
Right.
And generally, I'm talking about littleness in thinking, resurrecting to really grand ideas, not just up, not just awake, but into belief in the future from
you're talking about a quantum leap, aren't you? You're not talking about going to the next level. You're talking
because
about skipping,
it's easy
jumping
to
a
start
level.
Feeling like a victim.
Yeah.
And we could resurrect ourselves in a moment to feeling like, hey, there's no limits. And people who are listening can figure out their own sort of from this to this.
Right.
But I really would like it if everybody would be active thinking, well, how could I apply this idea of resurrecting myself? Because I've asked so many people, I've talked to you about this before, Jim. I have a very common question over the years is, what's your dream? I love to ask people, what's your dream? Mm-hmm. And I've done it so much that I know everybody has a dream. They have an ambition about someday having something come true for them. Something happens, something that they do.
Can we talk about this, the dream thing, on the next segment, Jim?
Let's do it.
And we're going to continue this discussion about your personal resurrection, folks, changing yourself from wherever you may be to something better. 20 after, right back with Jim Ballard. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.